Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP, this is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. Talking a lot about the Phillies. Kyle Schwarber, four home runs last night. More rare than a perfect game. 21 four-homer games in Major League history. 25 perfect games, yeah. And want to know if you think we overreacted a little bit to the Mets series. I think we did. I think this team's still in very good shape. They had a big win last night. Hopefully they can carry it over, and we'll see what happens against the Mets in a few weeks here, but a good performance from the Phillies last night. Did we overreact to the Mets series? Micah Parsons gets traded to the Green Bay Packers, and want to know whether you think the Eagles are still clearly in a class by themselves in the NFC. I don't know, man. The Packers are going to be good. That division's good. I think the 49ers, Hugh, could be back this year.
They could be decent. I still think, you know, you can nullify Micah Parsons. You can definitely do that. I still think the Eagles are in a good spot. I really do.
Yeah, and so you want to get on that, you're welcome to. And also our side topic today, our Friday, what are you bringing to a Labor Day weekend barbecue? Winner, best answer, gets tickets Thursday, October 30th to see DeSean Jackson's Delaware State Hornets face off against Michael Vick's Norfolk State University Spartans at the link. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. So make sure you give us our answer. Give us your answers for that question. And I did want to mention a quick piece of NFL news that just came out moments ago. The Patriots release Jabril Peppers, defensive player, can be used all over the field, primarily as safety. Now, the Eagles did just sign Marcus Epps the other day, the practice squad. I guess that's insurance in case Andrew Bakuba is not ready for opening night on Thursday, but what do you think, Hugh? Jabril Peppers, is that a guy you think you'd have any interest in?
A little bit older. You know, he's a versatile player. I think they're going to go with what they got right now, TK. I think they're going to see what the young guys can got. I think Makuba is in a good spot where he'll probably be healthy before the start of the regular season. So I think that's the route they're going to go with.
Yeah, and I like the Epps move. I like bringing him back. He was solid when he was here. Didn't have a great couple years with the Raiders and dealt with some injuries, but you bring him back. What do you think, Kyle? Jabril Peppers, that interest you at all if you're Howie Roseman? No? Nothing for you?
He's there.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I like the Epps move. Like,
I do too.
He's familiar with at least Gannon's system, which I know is like an offshoot of Fangio's. So,
my guy,
I guess
Jonathan
Gannon. Like, I have my concerns about the secondary as a whole in the safety position, but I mean, look, if they did it, I wouldn't complain. It's just Jabril Peppers, and he's probably like the fourth guy.
Right.
You're a little older.
I think there's a legit shot. Like, if Makuba's not ready on Thursday night, I think Epps probably starts.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So, we'll see. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Tyler in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Yo, good afternoon, TK. What's up to my main dog, Hugh?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Kyle's there.
Happy, yeah. Happy Friday to you all. TK, I've been on hold. I've been hearing you. I don't know how you can flip the switch so quick to where you just expect this Phillies team to do what they've been doing the past few years. But it's not that we don't have confidence that they're not going to win the East. It's that if we see the Mets in the postseason, and even if you have home field, if you give home field right back to them, it's can this team show up and beat them? Because what the Mets are doing to us is what we were to the Braves a few years ago.
Yeah, no, I get
so
that part of
so
it, Tyler.
Go ahead, TK.
No, I get it. And I think that's an apt comparison. It does remind me a little bit of the Braves and Phillies in 22 and 23, where the Braves are the better team, but for some reason, the Phillies just had their number. And yeah, I mean, the Mets have some of that going on right now, and it was concerning as far as the matchup goes. But I still think like I think it's okay to be frustrated, obviously, but I think some of the reactions that, oh, this team's a bunch of dogs, they're a bunch of losers, I thought that was over the top.
Yeah, I wasn't doing all that.
Not
yeah.
You.
I didn't tell anybody to go to the ballpark and boom. I ain't do that.
Chuck and Mount Airy and Kyle.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Hey, Kyle, you had every right to say that people should boo.
You're damn right I did.
That's not the kind of product that we as fans want to see on the field.
We have standards.
This team represents our city, okay? If the Eagles put that on the football field, especially next Thursday, TK, I don't think we'd be happy.
Of course not.
Yeah, need I remind people we booed the Eagles on banner night?
Of course not.
No, wait a minute, we did.
Yeah, they got up to a slow start against the Falcons. It was a game they won, by the way.
It's unacceptable.
They did end up winning that game against the Falcons.
Yeah. You got to love it. You got to love it.
Because we motivated them at halftime.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. But, Tyler, what are you bringing to a barbecue?
All right. So, before I say that, just the one part of the Scott Fransky interview that I thought was so important. Hugh, you say it all the time. Bravado and swagger. When Jimmy Rollins played, that's the kind of attitude he had when they played the Mets, when they played these other big teams like the Dodgers and the Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Schwarber brings that. So if Kyle Schwarber's setting the tone, people take after him. As much as we say that Harper is the lead dog on this team goes as Kyle Schwarber goes. And we saw that. Now, in terms of what I'm going to bring to the barbecue, TK and Hugh and Kyle, I would bring some whiskey bourbon baby back ribs. I'm talking about the nice, you start smoking it at like 9 or 10 in the morning. It marinates all day. You slather that barbecue sauce on them things. And, I mean, you can make brisket sandwiches. You can make sliders. You can have it on the plate with the mac and cheese and the collards. And you best believe, Hugh, we kicking out anybody who puts raisins in the potato salad. I'll be at the door bouncing them out of there. But I'm telling you, whiskey, bourbon, baby back ribs, if you have that, TK, you're going to have a good night.
Well, there you go. Tyler, I appreciate that, man. Thanks for the call.
The last couple callers have gotten real specific with what they're bringing to the barbecue. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, and thank you to Tyler, by the way. The day we were at McGurk's in Fort Washington, the day of the Fritz to camera baseball thing, gave me a couple little bottles of
vodka.
Yeah, I still got it. He gave some to you, too?
Yeah, I still got it.
Trying to butter you up.
Mix some of those on the beach with like some mixed drinks. They're nice.
He stopped talking when you started talking because he didn't want to get hung up on. He said, my fault, TK.
He doesn't want to get Terrenced. He doesn't want to get Terrenced.
TK got a quick trigger over here. He'll hang up on you in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I'm gonna be rattled by that Terrence thing.
You
forever.
Know the best part about you being here, TK?
What?
Is that they probably killing you in the you people chat.
Oh my God. I'm already
less
man.
Of the
why'd you have to remind me of that?
Less of the job descriptions for you today though.
Really?
Yeah.
What more just hating my takes? Because I'm sure it's not positive stuff.
There's gonna be one or two you don't like.
One or two only?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, today.
Several.
We're all getting it today.
Yeah.
We all get it, but is he getting it the most?
Not as much as usual.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, but we could use more.
I'm a little disappointed.
That's why Hugh does love the wrath that the people come after me.
I'm a little disappointed today, then, man. Well, I'm a little disappointed in y'all.
You did try to duck it last time.
We need to wrap it up. We got an hour. We need to
last
wrap
time
up.
I was here. For remember Hugh when he was ducking you people?
No. He started long talking.
Why do you got to carry? Oh, yeah, that's right. I did do that.
No, because
why do you got to encourage these people,
they
killed, you?
They kill me every day about everything. They kill me about my beard. They talk about I'm going to the upper room. One dude called me fat. It was like big back
that
activity.
Hugh got called fat the other day, and it got him good.
Yeah, I did about 2 hours of cardio.
It's the mini jolly ones that really get under
there's
my
a few
skin
a
little bit. Yeah, I don't know where that's coming from.
There's a few of those.
Come on, man. 215.
New ones, too. I get surprised with how creative they get. Like with the new ones, you know, you figure there's only so much jolly TK material that they have.
Uh-huh.
There's more.
Oh, wow. They're great.
Fresh ones.
Kyle's back there critiquing the disses.
Kyle is very mild-mannered today, but is forceful in everything he says.
No, because he feels good. He's back there peacocking about the fact that Topper called him out.
Oh, yeah.
And he truly feels like he upturned the
I missed about
around.
One thing, though. Not enough thank yous from people today.
You shouldn't. You do not deserve to be thanked.
Yes, I do.
Ridiculous.
I appreciate that take from Kyle. I really do. The voice, like something I would do.
The voice of the Philadelphia sports fan, Kyle.
He was rubbing off on me too much.
215-592-9494. If you want to get in, when we get back, reset all the things we're talking about today. Kyle Schwarber, the four home runs. Did we overreact to the Mets series? And after the Micah Parsons trade, do you still believe the Eagles in a class of their own in the NFC? Plus, what are you bringing to a Labor Day barbecue for our Tri-Day Friday? Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio, alongside Hugh Douglas. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.